now it's Friday, which means it's time for StoryCorps, when we travel the country recording interviews between friends and loved ones. Gilbert Zermeno sat down with his wife, Pat Power Zermeno, to talk about Gilbert's childhood on the plains of West Texas. He came from a big family, didn't have much. They got by on $100 per week that Gilbert's father made working cotton fields. So when Gilbert wanted to join the school band, his parents had to get creative.
I was imagining myself playing a saxophone. And I brought home a note. I showed my mom, the school is bringing in a instrument salesman. And all the kids are going to be there that want to be in band. And there was this huge dust storm. She goes, there's no way that we can drive in this dust storm, mijo. It's just too dangerous. So what I did was I took this little statue of the Virgin of Guadalupe and I put her on the window. And I said, I really want to be in the band. Please make this storm go away. 10 minutes later, I just stopped. And I went over to mom. And I went, no wind. So now she's in a really tough spot. So we get in the car and we drive to the school. And there's all these new shiny instruments. And the parents are just writing checks out. And my mom looks at one of the checks. It's like $650. That's 6 weeks worth of work for my dad. So she says, where's the band director? ¿Dónde está el director? So we went in, and the man said, you know, well, the senior left behind this trombone. It's not saxophone. It's not shiny. It has a little bit of green rust around it. And he opens it up, and the crushed velvet is no longer crushed. It's like annihilated inside. And I'm just looking at it going, that is so pathetic. And my mom says, ¿cuánto? How much? The director says, $50. And mom worked out a payment plan. She sent $20 initially, and then she sent him $5 every week. But I was horrible. So I sat on the toilet in the bathroom because it was the only room that had a door. And my poor mother had to listen to me play the same thing over and over again. And she would be turning up the radio as loud as she could. But I also noticed that the more I practiced and the better I got, the radio was turned down a little further. And I still have that trombone to this day.
And that's why our child plays
the trombone. She could have played any instrument she wanted, and I encouraged that. I said, no, mija, really, you can play any instrument you want. I could be one of those parents who could write a check out for a saxophone, anything you want. She goes, no, I want to play the trombone.
All right, Gilbert Zermeno with his wife, Pat Power Zermeno, at StoryCorps in Phoenix. Their interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.